let's return to This Week in America. Here's your host, Rick Bratton.
Welcome back, everybody. Coast to coast, This Week in America. The highly anticipated new dramatic series from BET, Games People Play, is here, Tuesdays 10 Eastern Pacific. Based on a best-selling book, the new series described as a sexy, stylized drama about the L.A. high life, where everyone plays to win. The story of Marcus King, an all-star baller who was able to prepare himself for all aspects of life as a professional athlete, except the women. Kareem Johnson is his best friend and assistant. A former college basketball standout, once destined for fame and fortune, now frustrated living on the sidelines. Kareem is played by Jackie Long, an in-demand actor, also producer, musician, writer. Rose to prominence with a lead role in the hit film ATL, a fan favorite on numerous BET series, Real Husbands of Hollywood, Let's Stay Together, According to Him Plus Her, the hugely successful BET miniseries The New Edition Story, also Born Again Virgin and films Bodied and Never Heard, and now starring as Kareem Johnson in BET's new dramatic series, Games People Play, premiering Tuesday, April 23rd, 10 Eastern Pacific. Jackie Long with us on This Week in America. Jackie, welcome to the program. It's great to have you with us.
Rick, I want to just say I love you, man. I mean, you broke it down. You know who Jackie Long was. You told Jackie Long I didn't even know who Jackie Long was.
See,
that's how you did that.
See,
Rick,
things
you
for
say, you, but Rick, you. Oh man, you was cold, Rick. I like you.
Well, thank you. Things you forgot about Jackie yourself and the new series here. I'm really looking forward to this. Games People Play. Tracy Edmonds, executive producer, says she wanted to bring sexy back to TV, something soapy, something juicy. I think she nailed it, didn't she?
She did. Oh my God, Tracy Edmonds. I don't know how she. Listen, I've seen cast that was. Oh, I said that's a beautiful cast. That's an awesome cast. But this cast, I don't know what to say about the beauty. The beauty is on some other type. It's somewhere else. It's somewhere else. You know, and the beauty on this show is just amazing, man. Every character go with the beauty. That's how I'm going to say that. Every character go with their beauty.
Well, you know, it's a talented group of actors, this ensemble cast, some really dynamic characters. Let's talk about Marcus. This guy seems to have it all, doesn't he? But he just can't resist temptation.
Man, listen, you know, it's just like real life. You get the fame and the fortune sometime, and a lot of things come with it. You get all these women. You can get all of these drugs. You can get all of these free cars. You can get all these free clothes. And you can either get caught in that situation or you can say no to that situation and say, I'm going to do the right thing with my money. I'm going to give back. I'm going to start this. I'm going to open up something for kids, you know. But, you know, Marcus King is, hey, when you watch this show, you're going to see a lot of the good and you're going to see a lot of the bad. That's what I will tell you.
And you're there as his assistant. And this is a fascinating character that you play, Kareem Johnson. Talk about him, because you have to look at Marcus and think, that really could have been me with the fame and fortune.
Yes, yes, yes. So now, whew, yeah. So having a friend who's successful, and you know that it should have been you, because I was a great college standout basketball player, but I always looked at, you know, let me get the money first, whichever way it was. In college, I was thinking, let me get the money first. So in college, you can only get money a few ways. You know, you got to do something called gambling to get certain types of things that you, if you want to, you know, get some money in college. So, you know, with the character that I played is, you know, it's a lot of hatred in his body, because he's mad at a friend that he loves deep down, and he would do anything for this friend, but then it's a lot of jealousy in his heart, because he know deep down that should be him. So he has a job where he's an assistant where he controls a lot of things and he knows a lot of things. So by him knowing a lot of things and controlling a lot of things, that means he has a lot of power. That means he keeps secrets. That means he can take money if he wants to. He can do things on the side, you know. So the character that I play is a I'm going to say a bad good guy, but I think you're going to love and hate him at the same time. Yeah, you're going to definitely love this character and hate him at the same time, because he's deep. You know, he's confusing.
Yes.
He's going to confuse you a lot. He's going to sell you with his eyes. He's going to sell you with his body language and you're going to think something, but it's like, is he or is he not? You never know. So you don't know how good he is and you don't know how bad he is. But that's the interesting thing about Kareem Johnson. So that's why I keep saying with people that you're going to love him and hate him at the same time, because I that's how I feel about him. I love him, but I hate him more than I love him, because I'm like, this is some interesting stuff that I had to do, and it's sneaky. So it's going to be fun. It's going to be fun. I think everybody's going to love games people play, because I think everybody in the world can relate. I mean, everybody in the world can relate to one of the incidents that happened on this show, or all the incidents that happened on this show. Everybody has went through or going through or about to go through something just like
yes.
the stories that are being told on all 10 episodes of this show. And I think everybody will be able to, like I said, to relate and sit back and relax and enjoy a great show that's different, with a beautiful cast and just great storylines. I mean, it's some new generation stuff, and you're going to even love it.
I'm looking forward to it. It's interesting because you got some really strong female characters as well. Vanessa King, who's trying desperately, Marcus's wife, trying desperately to hold everything together to protect the family. Lauren London plays that role. She was with you in ATL. Talk about her. She's really got a work cut out for her, doesn't she? She's trying to keep everything together, and that's not an easy task.
And listen, they couldn't have picked a more better actress than her to play that role, because she did it right on the tee. You know, she was remarkable at it. I mean, she's playing a role where, you know, it's a lot of women in the world today that's dealing with the stuff that she has to go through with NBA players. You know, they travel a lot. They see a lot of women when they travel, and you know, as the woman, they don't know, is he faithful to me? Is he cheating? Or what is it that he's doing? Because he has a basketball life, meaning I don't know his schedule. So by me not knowing his schedule, what is he doing? So it tempts them to do, when a woman doesn't know too much what they're doing, they need to say, you know what, I'm just going to hold in there and keep my family together, and I'm going to be strong and just deal with the consequences and say, oh, every man cheats. Or I'm going to be a woman and say, you know what, I'm going to go out there and do the same dirty things that he's doing and just live my life. And some women is happy like that. And in this, in Vanessa's role, her character is she's going through so much. I mean, so much. And the way that Lauren London played this role, every girl that she's like in the world that's going through with a famous sports player, I'm telling you now, they will be able to relate with Lauren did for this role. And everybody that's in there, the journalist who's playing Nabil Karen, you got the girls who's playing like the slutty role, Parker McKenna. It's all these type of girls that's in this world today that's doing all the same things that these girls are doing to try to get these men to play these games with them, or the men are playing games with these women. It's going both ways. It's not just the women playing all these games on the men. It's the men playing the games on these women as well. It just looks so much. It's so much fun on this show because you get to see both ways. You don't just get
yes.
to see one way. Like, oh, the man is doing all the bad stuff and making it look like we're bad. But you get to see these women as well go through so much. And they might be bad or they might not be bad. But I'm not going to tell you what characters is what, because y'all got to tune in for that.
We'll have to figure that out ourselves, you know? Yes. And what's fun, we can say with your character, one minute we think, okay, we really like this guy. And the next minute we're like, what a scoundrel this guy is. There's nothing redeemable about this guy. Jackie Long with us on the program. He plays Kareem Johnson, the new dramatic series Games People Play on BET, premiering Tuesday, April 23rd, 10 Eastern Pacific. Jackie, thank you so much for being with us on the program. We'll be watching. Thank you for taking time to talk about the series.
Thank you so much. I tell you that, Rick. I appreciate it, my man.
Thank you. It's great to have you with us. Jackie Long, star of Games People Play on BET. Back on today's program right after these messages.
You're listening to This Week in America with Rick Bratton. More after this.